Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With you on a Wednesday, just had some power rankings there. We'll revisit that because we didn't have time to give a full explanation, at least on the selling high teams. Got to break it down on buying low, but not selling high. We'll get back to that in the NFL. But let's talk some college football with our guy, Corby. Goes by one name. He's like it's like Madonna. He's like Drake. You know, it's just one name. That's it. He's everywhere now. Some would say he's a sellout because now he's got stuff for Yahoo Sports. I wouldn't say that. I've heard some in the streets are selling that. He's blowing up. It's not, you know, under the radar stuff anymore. It's Corby at CorbyBO on X. What's up, Corby?
Yeah, it's starting to get me into some trouble. I had some guys reach out and said, your name is very Googleable last night. So in the sports betting industry, that can be fun and it can be bad. So. Yeah, it's been nice. I enjoyed all the, listen, this is what I love doing. So it's like you guys, I could talk about this all day. So it's an enjoyment to be able to do it. And, yeah, I have an occasional Yahoo article that Sammy roasts me on, but outside of that, like jumping on this is the most fun show. So I'm having a good time. Y'all have good music in the prelude. I know you're here every day, so you probably don't get to just sit back and enjoy it, but that was the first time I've got to hear it, boys. And I was kind of vibing out in the behind the scenes.
Shout out, Paul. Shout out Gertz. I guess we could shout Jake out too.
No,
why not?
No, Jake.
Joe did. I actually. Joe did call you a sellout. Joe said you were a sellout.
I did hear that.
But that's good. That's good though.
It's okay.
It's good. You're blowing up. Blowing up. You got money now for the double dinner, the pre dinner, as you would call it. How many pre dinners you got going on lately?
Yeah, pre dinner is an essential part of my day to day. Sam and Joe, listen, if you're not pre dinnering, you're not living life right. So I am. Yahoo has blessed me the ability to pre dinner anytime I want. So I'm excited about that.
So let's look at this list of quarterbacks that you and I talk about every week. And last week we were having some fun with Austin Simmons. Lane Kiffin continues to be a liar and not tell the truth, which we kind of sniffed out early in the week. The big one for me this week is South Carolina, Lenora Sellers, who has a concussion, of course, and the market says he's not going to play. How difficult is it to price South Carolina? Actually, I look at the board now, and it's come in a little bit. I thought this was going to hit 14, and now we're 12.5. BetMGM has 11.5, so maybe there's been good news in the last hour. I haven't seen it, but how difficult is it to price Lenora Sellers, given we don't know a lot about the backup?
Yeah, we do know one thing about the backup. It's he was recruited to play wide receiver, so that never leads you in the right direction. So no, it's tough. I ended up betting some South Carolina yesterday on the presser. I just thought it was kind of weird. Like the answers were weird. I know Missouri's coach said they're prepping as if Sellers is going to play, and we saw some buy down from 13.5 to 12.5 when he said that. And I don't take really any merit into what the other coach says in a press conference about the other team's player, but I do think that there's a at least decent shot that Sellers plays. And where does this market if Sellers doesn't play? I think it's 14, right? And where's this market if Sellers does play? I think it's probably closer to 10. So getting a 13, I felt plenty fine of betting some South Carolina yesterday. There's, you can find some 13 stragglers around today, probably plenty fine. And if he plays, awesome. If he doesn't, look for a way to try to get out of this bet.
Corby, we were just doing a buy low, sell high segment after a couple weeks in the NFL, and I'm looking at your plays that you put out there, and I see, well, you're definitely buying low on one team. Probably hard to get to the window on this specific squad, and I'm talking about the Clemson Tigers. A lot of hype in the offseason. Yep. They're sitting 1-2, and even in their one win against Troy, did not look impressive at all. The club Nick Heisman, no, not anywhere close, and a lot of people bet that in the offseason. What is your angle on the Clemson Tigers this week, laying 17?
Yeah, it's a disgusting bet, and usually the disgusting ones are the most fun ones. And so this just feels like a spot where, A, Kate Klubnik, a co-favorite for the Heisman, heading into the season, is now 100-1. No, I'm not going to buy it. No, it's just in an Avery Johnson spot, but I do think that he's better than 100-1. So it feels like a lot of market sentiment saying this team stinks. And two things. First off, let's remember, if anybody has watched Dabo Swinney in years past, like the spreads of 17, he's not stopping when it's two touchdowns. I've watched Dabo Swinney up 45 with 2 minutes left, put in the backups, act like they're going to take the rest of the game off, and proceed to throw 9 passes and score a touchdown. Like, this is what Dabo does. Now give him the market sentiment down. I saw people roasting Dabo for not being in the AP poll. He like had a presser about it. He's mad. And then the final stone is, who are they playing? Yes, you could buy low on anybody, but like, I also don't think Syracuse is anything. We watched them struggle versus UConn. A stat that I brought up was, I was rewatching film of the Syracuse UConn game, and in the second quarter with 4 minutes left, I think maybe 4 or 5 minutes, they sacked the quarterback in what was like a pretty long play. Like, it wasn't just a pure sack. And the announcer went, that's good for Syracuse's first sack of the season. 6 quarters of football, 1 sack. Half of those were against UConn. So they have no pressure on the defensive line. And if you've watched Kate Klubnik at all, like, that's the struggle. They just don't, like, they are, Kate doesn't have time to go through his progressions because he's getting hit or having to chase out of the pocket instantly. So I think it's a miserable spot for Syracuse, a team who has no offensive line, no defensive line, and now has to face a talented Clemson team who, they've looked bad, but like, they also returned everybody. So like, this isn't like selling this thought that they had good talent in the offseason. We know the team, and they just haven't played good. So I'm still buying on Clemson here.
Yeah, and then you play a physical LSU team week one. That weighs on you the next week against Troy in a sleepy spot before you play Georgia Tech. I mean, it's been a very, very difficult schedule, and they've lost to two top 15 teams in my numbers. I don't know where you have Georgia Tech. I know the AP poll says they're 19th. Yeah, whatever. How dumb is the AP poll, by the way?
It's one of the more stupid things there are. My dad calls me once a week to talk about college football, and he always references the AP poll, and I'm like, I honestly couldn't tell you a single number on the AP poll. I don't know where anybody is, and I really don't care.
Yeah, not worth it.
I saw one of the voters did vote Notre Dame week one unranked, and then week two, somehow now Notre Dame in their poll was ranked 23rd. And it's like, well, they lost week two. So that's an interesting upgrade. So yeah, it's always a fun time with the AP poll.
How good do you feel about our Carson Beck ticket?
Man, he looks good. He looks really good. The only worry is like, maybe they're too good, you know, and they start pulling back out of games. But outside of that, like, he looks really good. And this is kind of like the basis of our bet was like, what does Miami have? They got an ACC schedule that they should breeze through. What does John Mateer have? I mean, he's got 6 pick'em games left in the season. So one of these guys is going to have cakewalk, and you hope that he pads stats in the other one. Listen, if Mateer makes it through that schedule playing like he's playing, he wins the Heisman, and I think we would all agree he deserves it. The play is like, I don't think that he can, and honestly, like, none of us do if we have 27-1 tickets for Carson Beck.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. Sam gave up Beck. I'm on Mateer. And so we're both in good spots. But we know how this goes. Rarely do you see, okay, one person run away with it, especially after just a few weeks of football. Like, right now, that's what it looks like. But I'm wondering, okay, yeah, it's probably going to be a quarterback, especially after a year when you had a non-quarterback win the award. If there's somebody that's going to enter the conversation, maybe coming in from the clouds, who is it?
I mean, listen, my from the clouds opinions are pretty bad nowadays. So take this with a grain of salt. My favorite Heisman ticket is 400-1 currently. So I would say at 17-1, Julian Sayin. This is the Ohio State team who I still have number one in the polls. I see a lot of people have Penn State. I'm still Ohio State. You look at this wide receiver core, like if he struggles, like he isn't a starting quarterback. I mean, he's got everything he could possibly need. They have a schedule that is indicative of a lot of wins. I would say that he's probably pushed down by the fact that like he doesn't have the name recognition or they haven't done anything explosive with him yet. But like that time's coming. They're going to be 30-point favorites in a lot of games. So he has the ability to break out. Julian Sayin 17-1 would be where I go. But take that opinion with a grain of salt.
Any plays or leans on those two games? We got, obviously, Carson Beck in Miami. You got Mateer at Oklahoma. OU takes on Auburn. Miami's got Florida. Anything that jumps out, whether it's a bet or at least a number that sticks out?
Yeah, I ended up betting a little under in that Oklahoma game. Not a ton. It wasn't something I loved. But I'm still just anti-Jackson Arnold. I don't think that he's a legitimate P4 quarterback. Like there's been times where he looks good, but I think that he can only, it reminds me a lot of Jalen Milroe. Like I think he can only go through two real progressions, and then he's just a pretty gifted athlete, so he'll run. And Oklahoma's defense looks awesome. So I don't think either of the first two reads are ever going to be there. And it wouldn't surprise me if you see a lot of running. I would love like a rushing prop. The issue is like in college, like sacks are going to really hurt that prop. So, lay low, like maybe if you just have like the ability on MGM to bet like a Jackson Arnold rush attempts, like that would be something that interests me. It wouldn't surprise me if he runs a ton this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
West Virginia, Kansas. What's the angle here? Numbers 11.5, Kansas home favorite.
Yeah, I bet West Virginia. It got up to 13.5, and this one's interesting. This is actually the first time I've ever gotten mad watching a football game was watching Rich Rod coach that Pitt game. Their starting quarterback, Nico, was 9-for-12. The team was winning as an underdog at halftime, and they benched him. So my thought was like maybe he said something at halftime, made the coach mad. He didn't. So the backup comes in, proceeds to throw two interceptions. Third string comes in, turnover on downs. They bring the starter back in. He walks down the field to win the game or send it to overtime and then win the game. So I think this market is pricing in the fact that like West Virginia doesn't have a starting quarterback and you're trying to like 50-50 QB1, QB2 in their power ratings. I don't think that's the case. I think QB1 is QB1. He played his way into assertion that he is QB1 without winning drive down the field. And I think he's a good quarterback. So I bet West Virginia 13.5. Feel pretty good there. I think I made it like 9. So feel good at all current numbers.
Anything that you like that we haven't asked you about? I know there's a million games to talk about, and we always ask direct questions, but is there a game or two that you'd like to bring up?
No, you guys are the best. You toss up some easy softballs. So every game you talked about, I've enjoyed. Let's look down the line. You want a stinker or you want a good game? Let's go good game. Let's make it respectable for a TV network. We're not going to give you the Western Kentuckys. We'll go Wisconsin. I believe you can get a 9.5 right now. Billy Edwards looks like he's probable. I would argue that that is playing. I saw a game time decision. He's not missing this game. He's playing his old team. Wisconsin has every power rating of playing with a quarterback who doesn't know how to play quarterback. Like, he has looked miserable, and he is really, really, really bad. So when you put QB1 back, and let's say that you're calling it like an 80% chance he plays, like, you're still not even pricing in how bad this QB2 was, I think. So I made this closer to like 12.5. I think Wisconsin kind of rolls. And Maryland, frankly, like, they've looked okay. I'm not buying any of that. I don't think this team has much talent at all.
Couple more minutes here with Corby Craig. This is Bet Switch, Joe O, Sammy P. When you mentioned the Heisman, you kind of just threw out there that your favorite bet is 400-1, but you didn't mention it. So, like, I know everybody's like, what the hell? Who is he talking about at 400? So quickly mention that. And do you have an opinion or at this juncture early on before we really get into conference play on title odds? Like, even it, maybe not a play, it doesn't have to be a play, just what you're seeing and where there could be some value.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's my favorite now, but I did like the Avery Johnson angle at the preseason. He has looked miserable. So at 400-1, I would not be buying it on Avery Johnson. But I will say, I have gotten roasted on the internet for this recently, and I still don't care. I think it's a great bet. You can find this at MGM along with basically every single book. Is there's a weird contingency in schedules right now that's happening, and oddsmakers just aren't pricing it in. It's like, Kansas State, Arizona was not a conference game. And I've tried to explain this to people. It does not go on the conference record. They joined conferences after it was put in the schedule. So if you Google it, it wasn't a conference game. So Kansas State is 0-1 in conference. They are currently 60-1 to win the conference championship. That is implying that they have two losses. They don't have two losses. And I've tried to explain this, and the market is not budging. I've said it on the internet 4 times now. The market is not budging, and I promise you it is priced as if they have two losses. There's multiple teams. I'm not going to like name all of them. I don't want to kill every good price, but like, there are a lot of teams who have played conference quote-unquote games that are non-conference games because of the scheduling situation. So looking at conference futures, again, do I think Kansas State's going to win the Big 12? No. I mean, I've watched the same games you've got to watch. Like, this team is not good. That said, they were missing their best running back. They have a bye week this week, and they get the 3 hardest games that they have at home. So, like, should it be 60-1? No.
We have, like, less than a minute. What do you make the true number when Oregon goes to Penn State next week? That's going to be a very polarizing open. I'm curious what you would make that. Oregon at Penn State.
Yeah, buy me some time and I can tell you exactly what I make it. Oregon, Penn State. I make Penn State 3.5, total 46.5. Where would you on that line, if I was an odds maker, where would you be on that one?
Oh, I'd lay it. Everybody's gonna bet Oregon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could see it.
Yep.
I take the Craig. Under.
Under?
Under. Under. Okay. All right, good stuff. Check them out over at Yahoo Sports. Great with college football. Corby, can't wait for the next visit. Maybe your guy Glasnow will be in the playoffs at that point.
Should Let's go. Be,
probably.
Winning it all.
All right. Thank you, Corby. We'll keep it rolling here. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.